Thank you for joining us for The Power of Faith with David Hathaway. It is our hope that you will be inspired and encouraged by today's message. We pray God's blessing upon you as you listen today. Don't forget to visit our website, eurovision.org.uk, for more information on David's ministry. In today's episode, David begins a new teaching series from the Book of Acts. The Acts of the Apostles is the story of a transformed church, a church motivated, with a purpose, on fire with the power of the Holy Spirit. The Word of God says, Jesus will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. Now, open your Bible to the Book of Acts, chapter 1, and join David for today's inspiring message.
I'm wanting to deal with something quite different today in that I'm going to start working through the Acts of the Apostles and beginning at chapter 1. So this really is only a beginning. Anyway, I'm using the Authorized Version, okay? We believe that this book, the Acts of the Apostles, was written by Luke. Because he also refers in the first verse to the previous writing, which would have been Luke's gospel. And in that previous, as you know, as he says in verse 1 of chapter 1, the previous writing was all that Jesus both did and taught during his life, until, as in verse 2, it says quite clearly, until the day in which was taken up into heaven. And what he gave to us was given through the Holy Spirit to the apostles that he had chosen. And it's quite interesting to see this, that the teaching and the commandments were given originally to the apostles. And if one questions the teaching of the New Testament, it is quite clearly stated here once and for all, and I have to make this point, that the writing of what Jesus began to do and teach till he was taken into heaven, he gave through the Holy Spirit commandments to the chosen apostles. And remember that he chose 12. But one of them, of course, Judas, betrayed him and subsequently died. So we'll look at that in a moment. So in verse 2, it says that he showed himself alive after his death by many infallible proofs, being seen of the disciples for 40 days, during which he was still speaking of the things concerning the kingdom of God. And I want to emphasize here that there is no question about his resurrection. In fact, one thing in my teenage years that really moved me was a book called Who Moved the Stone, written by an agnostic or an atheist who set out to disprove the resurrection, because he and a comrade felt that if they could prove that there was no resurrection, then it destroys the power of the gospel. And the miracle is, as he says in the book, as he researched the evidence to disprove the resurrection, he became utterly and totally convinced that it did happen and gave his life to Christ. During the book, it's a wonderful book. So we aren't going to question the authority of the Bible or the evidence of witnesses that Jesus did appear 40 days after his resurrection, after his death, 40 days, in which time he did speak to his disciples, meet them, On one occasion, he cooked a meal for them, the fish, and so on. But in verse 4, it's saying, being assembled together with them, he commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem. That's important. But wait for the promise of the Father, which he says he'd told them about. For in verse 5, John truly baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days in the future. Verse 6, when they therefore were come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom again to Israel? I find that this is a very critical point in the narrative, because what the disciples had learned from Jesus, the tremendous importance of the coming kingdom. In fact, the more I, as an evangelist, the more I study the Gospels, the more I'm convinced that Jesus spent more time actually talking about his coming kingdom than he did actually about salvation. Not that he neglected salvation, but the importance was so strong, and the belief in the return of Jesus so clear in the minds of the disciples that they believe, as Jesus says, that the Holy Spirit will come in a very short time. They really believed that at that time Jesus would miraculously bring about the kingdom and the salvation of the Jewish people. Therefore, in verse 7, he has to answer them and say, it's not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father has put in his own power. So it's quite clear from verse 7 that Jesus is saying, we will not know in advance the time or the season when Christ will return. And we know that 2,000 years have passed. But we do believe that what the Bible refers to as the ages of the scripture, that the Bible actually records a total of 6,000 years from creation to the flood, 2,000 years, from the flood to the time of Christ, 2,000 years. And from the time of Christ to now, a further 2,000 years. And as the scripture says, a day with the Lord are as 1,000 years. And we know that Christ is to reign on the earth. And we have to get this right. Christ is to reign here on this earth, not for an unlimited time, not for an eternity, but for 1,000 years, represented by the Sabbath in the Jewish week, 6 working days and the Sabbath, which will be a time of rest and of peace. And during that 1,000 years, I believe the scripture is quite clear. It speaks about it. The lion will lie down with the lamb. There'll be no more wars and fighting. There will be peace. And what Christ will do, and this is Christ Jesus himself, the Messiah, will, with help from us, restore the world back to what it was before the fall, when man sinned. Now, at the end of the 1,000 years comes the final judgment, when the earth will be destroyed. And then comes, as Revelation says, a new heaven and a new earth.
Thank you for your generous support in prayer and finance. Each week, the gospel is being preached all over the world. In early December, David evangelized in Georgia, which is part of the Caucasus region. David says, "All my life has been planned by God, and this is God's time for these regions. I promise to give the next years of my life to win the Caucasus and Central Asia for Christ." Whilst in Ukraine, our staff continue to provide humanitarian and spiritual aid to those who most desperately need it. Recently, David ministered in Ukraine, praying and encouraging pastors and leaders. To make a donation to support our work, visit eurovision.org.uk/donation. In David Hathaway's new book, A Firm Foundation: Strength for Now and for Eternity, David will guide you through the Apostle Paul's letters to the Philippians, Colossians, and Philemon. David has written this book to strengthen your faith at a time when everything around us is being shaken. Join David as he delves deep into the truths of the Bible. Order David's book, A Firm Foundation, by visiting our website, eurovision.org.uk/shop. Thank you for listening to the Power of Faith broadcast with David Hathaway. We would love to hear from you. Contact us by visiting eurovision.org.uk. Also available online are many free teaching resources to help you on your walk with God. David has written many faith-building books to encourage and inspire. Order these online today. Each month, David ministers online and in person. Our ministry is only possible because of the faithful support of so many people. For details on our evangelism and humanitarian relief work, visit eurovision.org.uk. Thank you again for listening.